You know, how has the usage of Crisis Alert really supported the efforts in making schools safer, especially from a student behavioral perspective?
Yeah, I'll tell you. So, and we can dive into some of our stats too if we want to later. But you know, about 79% of our staff alerts are behavior related. You know, I'll be honest with you. I was shocked on a few things once we rolled this out of the usage of this. Not only how much we use it, but what we use it for. And one of the things that really surprised me was it was less for disturbances in the way of fighting amongst students, and far more just that behavior that we're seeing. And I don't want to speak for other districts here, but the reality is, from coming back from the pandemic, we've just seen more behavior. And I don't think that's unique to our school district. I think if you're watching the news at all, it's nationwide. And so to be able to provide a product like this, it is critical because it does a couple things. It shows us what schools are we having the most amount of issues, which the purpose is not to go to them and say, hey, you're our number one user. The purpose is, well, gosh, well, what's going on in this school or these classrooms? What needs more resources so that we can better serve those students and better serve the staff? You know, previously when there was an issue and a classroom teacher would say, call into the office, that's okay. But there's no data there. It's very hard to automate that data because everybody's busy. We're shorthanded. The administrator will go down to the classroom, manage that problem, and move on to the next one. And there just wasn't the data before. So now with Crisis Alert, you know, we encourage our folks, gosh, use that button when you need to. And then it's a fantastic data tool to go back and see, are the resources in the right spot at the right time for our staff.